This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There was a funeral procession in Baghdad today to honor the memory of Iran's top military leader, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad's airport. Thousands turned out. President Donald Trump says he ordered the surprise military action in Iraq because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force and was regarded here in Washington as the master planner of attacks against Americans. Mr. Trump said when he died, Soleimani was planning further imminent and sinister attacks.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
Mr. Trump is telling Iran it must end its efforts to roil the Middle East, though he denies he is demanding regime change. Qasem Soleimani's daughter today asked Iranian President Hassan Rouhani about revenge for her father's death. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Rouhani replied by vowing revenge for the killing, telling Zainab Soleimani, don't you worry about that. Iran has pledged harsh retaliation in the aftermath of the killing, raising fears of war. President Donald Trump said Soleimani posed a threat to the American people and that he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Here in the United States and globally, there are serious concerns over what Tehran's threats of harsh retaliation could mean. A cyber attack is seen as a strong possibility. The Pentagon is sending another 3,500 U.S. troops to the Middle East. A former British ambassador to Iraq, Sir William Patey, says it's ironic that President Trump, who is withdrawing troops from the region, now finds himself sending in reinforcements.
I think 750 of them are going to straight to Baghdad to reinforce the American embassy there. I mean, 3,000 across the Middle East doesn't do a huge amount. It does help to improve security.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran has told the UN Security Council it reserves the right to defend itself under international law. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging maximum restraint.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Bushfires still burn out of control in Australia, fueled by soaring temperatures and strong winds. The nationwide death toll stands at 23, and the wildfires are nearing the suburbs of Sydney. Penn State University professor Michael Mann is in Australia to study the link between global warming and extreme weather. He says Australia's plight is a dire warning.
It's one thing to study this with the models that we use to project the future or to pore over data, but it's something quite different to actually be there and witness it with your own two eyes. Make no mistake about it. This is the impact of climate change.
The Golden Globes will be handed out by foreign entertainment writers here in the U.S. tomorrow night in Los Angeles. It is the first big award show of the season. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
I'm not afraid of tough guys, are you?
Will The Irishman win Best Film Drama in a close race against Joker, Marriage Story, The Two Popes? There's also 1917 in that category. As for Best Film Comedy or Musical,
that's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is getting a lot of buzz. It's up against Dolomite Is My Name, Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, and Rocket Man.
They pay to see Elton John.
The Globes are voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I'm Julie Walker.
Once again, this hour's top story. Thousands turned out today in Baghdad for this morning's funeral procession to honor the memory of Iran's top military leader, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad's airport. Some of the mourners carried flags of Iran-backed militias. Some chanted death to America. President Donald Trump says he ordered the surprise military action in Iraq because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force and was regarded as the master planner of attacks against Americans. Mr. Trump said when he died, Soleimani was planning further imminent and sinister attacks. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.